I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1264. It never stops. Some of us have a scarcity mindset. When a new friend is added to the group, some are afraid there's not enough friendship to go around for everyone. Or when a new baby is added to the family, some children fear it will lessen mom and dad's love for him or her. Or a new restaurant opens, and some of the other restaurants in town fear it's going to ruin their business. But what about the grace of God? Is there a limited supply? Might I use up my allotted proportion and then there's hell to pay for me? I mean, literally. Paul wrote there's nothing that can separate you from God's love, and the Apostle John wrote something similar about grace. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said the greatest commandments are to love God and to love others. Here we ask the question, you know, if Jesus were living his life through us, which he is, what would that look like as we love others? If you haven't read the prologue to John's Gospel, that's the first 18 verses or so, it's well worth your time. In verse 14 of John chapter 1, it gives us the Christmas story in just one verse. And the Word became flesh, that's Jesus, and dwelt among us, and we've seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then in verse 16, we get this strange little saying, "For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." What does that mean, grace upon grace? The crucial phrase is charis anti charitos, grace in place of grace. The term charis may be rendered grace or favor or blessing or gift of love, and the preposition anti means instead of or in place of or the equivalent. Dallas Willard said grace is not just God's riches at Christ's expense, referring to the cross, but grace is God acting in our life to do what we can't do on our own. And we need and receive God's grace all the time. Charis anti charitos, grace upon grace. Because the whole expression is clearly condensed, a wide variety of translations or paraphrases have been proposed. None of them can be excluded as indefensible or inappropriate. So here's the way some translations and paraphrases put it. Grace in place of grace. Grace upon grace. Grace after grace. New grace instead of old grace. One blessing after another. Blessing after blessing. One favor in place of another. Gift after gift of love. They're all good ways to put it. The point is, grace keeps coming our way in so many ways. But do we see it? Do we sense it? Do we know it? Do we share it? A.T. Robertson sums it up this way in a grammar of the Greek New Testament. As the days come and go, a new supply takes the place of the grace already bestowed as wave follows wave upon the shore. Here's the great question. What evidence of God's grace do you see in your life right now? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the tapestry of our days, woven with threads of countless moments, we humbly seek your grace. Open our eyes, Lord, to the beauty that surrounds us, even in the simplest moments. Help us to recognize your hand at work in the gentle sunrise, the laughter of a friend, the warmth of a comforting embrace. As we journey through life, may we ever be grateful for the unending stream of blessings that flow from your boundless love. As the waves continue to kiss the shore, may our hearts be filled with gratitude for the constant and unwavering grace that you bestow upon us. With each passing day, may we find renewed joy in the mundane, strength in the challenges, and solace in the uncertainties, for your grace sustains us in every breath we take. Thank you, Lord, for the precious gift of your grace that enriches our lives and fills our souls with everlasting gratitude. In your name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1265, and in the meantime, grace is like the ocean. I dare you to stand at the edge of the water and just stay there until the waves stop coming. You'd never leave. One wave crashes at your feet, and the next one is already on its way. Forever and ever, amen. That's God's grace to you. If you know that, then you can show that. Because it's never scarce. It never stops.